Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, June 29th, and welcome to a very special Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Before we get started with your local news, today marks 1 year since the return of Hardy Midday. On June 29th, 2020, Hardy Midday had restarted its regular run at 12.05 p.m. each weekday with a new host, new email, and new logo. Gene Davis, longtime friend and co-host of many of WAUC 102.1's original shows, hosted Hardy Midday during its run on the original WAUC 1310 and Heartland Country favorites WAUC 1310 AM. The show was put on hiatus for several months during the FM rebranding to Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, and it wasn't until the show was scheduled to be restarted on the last Monday of June 2020 that Hardy Midday would hit the airwaves once again. Since its return, we've helped local businesses and community programs bring their announcements to the airwaves at no charge. We like to call ourselves a radio bulletin board, and we'll continue to do so throughout the show's run. The show has been freshly produced by a one-man team since its return, and building a new show each day is a fun and hefty task that pays off in the end. And we want to issue a big thank you to our sponsor, First National Bank of Wauchula, for sponsoring our show each day, because without their support, the show would have probably come to an end pretty early. And we'd also like to thank S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply for sponsoring our agriculture reports. We're honored to be supported by such great local Wauchula businesses. Bringing the latest information to you is our goal and highest priority, and we'd love to hear what you think about the show. You can send us a message on our Facebook page or email us, hardymidday@gmail.com. If we helped you get some new customers, host a fun or successful event, filled an opening in your business, or even made your day a bit brighter with our daily quote, we would love to know. And so with that being said, here's to another great year of Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. Starting with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office continues to seek out 46-year-old Adam Andrew Cronawet. Cronawet is accused of stealing someone else's identity to start a fence business. He has used several different names for his faux fencing companies, Family Fence, Metro Fences, and Heartland Fences, some of which are similar in name to legitimate fence companies. Adam Andrew Cronawet is a white male, 46 years old, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds with green eyes and blonde hair. If you know of any information regarding his whereabouts, please contact Detective Pichardo at 863-292-3339 and reference case number 20-25293. Once again, you can contact Detective Pichardo at 863-292-3339 and reference case 20-25293. And if you wish to remain anonymous, you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Or you can dial **TIPS from a mobile phone. Your local events, if you'd like to network with potential employers on a career, then you can visit the Wauchula Train Depot tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Return to Work Hardy County Hiring Event, sponsored by Career Source Heartland and the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce. Your jobs here in the area, Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is preferred. Apollo Advanced Home Health is looking for a home health aide. U.S. Work Office authorization is required, and a driver's license and CNA are preferred, and Advanced Rehabilitation Management Group is looking for a rehabilitation aide. A high school diploma or GED is required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message, and they'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 97, intermittent clouds with a 7% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds east at 8 miles per hour, winds gust up to 10. Humidity 64%, extremely humid, 2.73 degrees Fahrenheit, the cloud cover 70%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 24,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:47 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny early in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then isolated showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northeast after midnight with a 40% chance of rain. Wednesday, partly sunny with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the morning, then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 90% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Defending Domestic Produce Production Act has been reintroduced into the U.S. House and Senate, which should help seasonal produce and specialty crop growers fight unfair trade practices. The Florida Department of Agriculture reports the bill would ensure U.S. trade laws allow seasonal ag producers the ability to ask federal regulators to investigate unfair foreign trade and seek relief. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried applauded the bill's reintroduction as an important measure for farmers. With Thursday's approval by the Assembly Insurance Committee, a California bill to improve fire insurance options for farmers and ranchers moved one step closer to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Senate Bill 11, sponsored by the California Farm Bureau and carried by Senator Susan Rubio, would authorize the state's insurer of last resort, the California Fair Plan, to underwrite insurance coverage to commercial farms and ranches. The bill now goes to the full Assembly. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow was certain Thursday that the House would follow the Senate in passing the first ever climate mitigation bill for agriculture. Under the bill, according to Agriculture.com, the USDA would help farmers enter the carbon market, touted as the private enterprise way to earn money while combating climate change. Stabenow says this is something that President Biden enthusiastically supports and Ag Secretary Vilsack is deeply involved in, calling the 92-8 vote in the Senate a great victory.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water. They actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata as pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live is part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A study by Penn State suggests the agriculture industry is more hazardous than previously believed. The research revealed that from 2015 through 2019, more than 60,000 people were treated in hospital emergency rooms for agriculture-related injuries. Georgia Farm Bureau Federation President Tom McCall became one of those emergency room visits following a recent accident. He told the Farm Monitor it just took a second to have his arm crushed because he forgot to turn off his baler to do a quick fix.
Safety is something we all need to be conscious of, always, whether it's from, you know, hitting a ditch in the field or trying to roll over or doing something stupid like working on a hay baler with it sitting there running. Most of the time, you know, if you could think a split second ahead, then there would be an accident. But none of us can do that, and there's going to be accidents.
The Penn State study's author says it revealed the magnitude of the ag-related injury problem. Ag Sciences professor Judd Michael also said he's concerned by the high number of youths who were injured. Nearly a third of those injuries were among young people. He estimates that the federal survey was undercounting occupational injuries and illnesses in agriculture by 78%.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ending mixed, but strength for several big tech companies nudged indexes a bit further into record heights. The S&P 500 added 0.2% after bouncing between small gains and losses through the morning. The index is coming off its best week since February. As optimism builds about the strengthening economy and expectations that The Federal Reserve will keep interest rates low for a while longer. Facebook was among the tech winners, gaining 4.2% after a federal judge dismissed antitrust lawsuits brought against it by the FTC and a coalition of state attorneys general. The Dow dropped 150 points to finish at 34,283. The NASDAQ gained 140 points to 14,500. The S&P 500 up 10 to 4,290. New York oil fell $1.14, closing at $72.91 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In baseball yesterday, the Red Sox rout the Yankees 9-2. Boston pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez wanted to stay focused after being given a 4-0 lead in the first inning.
After we scored those four runs, my mind was just go out there and put zero on the board. You know what I mean? That's as a starting pitcher, that's what we're thinking all the time. We score runs, we got to go out there and put zero on the board.
Both Sox outscored the Yanks 18-7 in a three-game sweep. Angels beat the Rays 6-4, snap a five-game skid. Shohei Ohtani fell a single shy of the cycle. Blue Jays beat the Orioles 5-2. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. now has a major league leading 66 RBI. Mariners 3-2 over the White Sox in the resumption of their suspended game from Saturday. Then on Sunday, the White Sox rebounded in the scheduled series finale, winning 7-5. Tigers pull out a 2-1 win over the Astros. Rangers completed three-game sweep of the Royals 4-1. SRN Sports. Elsewhere, the Twins down the Indians 8-2. It was the A's 6, the Giants 2. Phillies double up the Mets 4-2. Zach Wheeler tossing 7 shutout innings against his former team. His final strikeout was his 130th of the season, putting him atop the National League. Max Scherzer passed 2 umpire inspections without a fuss. Nationals beat the Marlins 5-1. Braves shut out the Reds 4-0. It was the Pirates 7-2 over the Cardinals. Padres beat the Diamondbacks 5-4. And Clayton Kershaw racked up a season-high 13 strikeouts over 8 dominant innings to pitch the Dodgers over the Cubs. Final score there, 7-1. Back to that Braves and Reds game, Keston Hira homered, doubled, and drove in 3 runs. Meanwhile, it was their 5th straight win for Atlanta. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, show number 256, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day, I can totally keep secrets. It's the people I tell them to that cannot. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.